KNZA locker room chats continue tonight. Week 8 of high school football. Yes, it's the final week of the regular season. We're talking Riverside. We got Bryce Payden joining us here, as he does each and every week, and we always appreciate it. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Another big win for the Cyclones last week. Coach, 37-0, another great defensive performance. A lot to dissect from this game, but initial thoughts, takeaways from the game last week, the victory against E-West.
I thought we came out and kind of threw the ball a little bit, and then tried some different things. We wanted to work on some different things and we kind of struggled a little bit and, a little aggravating, to start the game. You know, we were up 7-0 at the end of the first and we thought we made a couple big mistakes that cost us the chance to score some more and, as well as just, they ran the ball kind of effectively a little bit early to kind of move the chains and, kind of kill the clock, which is kind of what they do. And, ultimately we came out and, I think we scored and scored, in the second quarter and blocked a punt for a safety. So we went in 23-0 and then, came out and, got an onside kick and scored, I think, on the first play and then just kind of coasted the rest. I thought our defense played well the second half. I want to say we held them under 100 yards. And that's, like I said, every week has been a theme for us is, you know, our defense is pretty tight and, it's just keeping kids disciplined, and to what they need to do and what they need to focus on, each and every week. So we don't get into bad habits, but ultimately, you know, they're playing great ball and, it allows us to get short field, which has been great all season.
Yeah. Defense certainly can lead to offense at times. I want to get your thoughts on the defense in a moment, but offensively, Elijah Moore, you know, he had a lot of expectations coming into the season, big bruising running back, and he's had some good games, but he gets the game ball from Jake and Boz. He has a monster performance, nearly 200 yards, you know, just kind of a steady guy that's been doing it for a number of years. What'd you like in that aspect, what'd you like from his game there on Friday night?
You know, he's been a running back and he's a big bruiser, for us for 4 years. And, you know, we had some injuries last year and we moved him from linebacker to the defensive line. And I think that was probably the best move that we made. You know, he's an all-state talent on the defensive line. So we try to minimize, you know, his workload on offense, but he's so dang effective on offense when he runs hard, runs downhill and makes guys tackle him that don't necessarily want to get in front of 240. We had one running back two running backs, I guess, that were kind of nicked up and didn't play, but, we knew Elijah was going to have to shoulder a little bit more of the carries and Beckham did as well, but he's played great all year. On offense and defense, he's a big part of what we do. And yeah, it was great to see, him get the game ball from Jake and Boz and it's cool for them to come down. But, yeah, he's looking forward to it, the rest of the year. And we all have our sights on the next couple weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got the playoffs coming up here, but, real quick, back to the defense. We got to take a break here in a moment, but real quick, the defense, 11 starters were coming back. The expectations were high. You guys have now posted 4 straight shutouts. You have 5 this season and have given up a total of 15 points. Did you see it playing out as well as it has to this point through 7 weeks?
I knew that we were capable of it. And I think our kids just have so much confidence. Whereas before, if somebody had a big play, it was like they were just waiting for, okay, when's the next one going to happen? And then they'd score a touchdown and, our kids are just, they just look and seem so much more mature, throughout series and, they don't get phased. You know, I think Troy had 2 drives inside of the 5 or one inside the 5, one inside the 10. And you know, it's happened multiple times where teams have gotten down in the red zone, and our kids don't blink. And I think that's kind of where we not, you know, knuckle down just a little bit more. And they just played tremendous all year and, they've listened to assignments and understood, not saying that they do it every single play, but for the most part, they're pretty strong and, you know, we've remained pretty healthy on the defensive side of the ball, other than week one. So our kids are playing in good form and playing fast.
Riverside football coach Bryce Payden, district championship on the line this week at Centralia. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Riverside football coach, that is Bryce Payden, here on KNZA, our weekly locker room chat brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones at Centralia this week. District championship is on the line. Coach, you talk about goals, expectations. You want to be playing as long as possible into November, and you guys certainly are more than capable of making a nice run. But just week 8, final game of the regular season, under the lights, chilly weather. I mean, these are the kind of games that these kids are geared up for. These are the kind of games that we play for, and we get a big one on Friday night at Centralia. How excited are you to have this matchup with such a lot on the line in this one to close out the regular season?
You know, when you kind of talk about goals, our first goal was to try to win the league. And you know, that kind of ended in the first week when we played Jackson Heights. But you know, our kids have been focused on winning a district championship. You know, it's something that we haven't done here in, you know, about 13 years. This is our first year of being Riverside, our second year of being Riverside. And, you know, it's something that we talked about last year. We had the opportunity to do last year, and they were on our field taking pictures with the plaque. And, you know, and then, you know, they see that team that they felt, you know, deep down that if they had played better in the first half, that they were right there with, you know, that they're not some, you know, very, very good team. But, you know, from their point of view, you know, they don't think that they were so much better. And then, you know, Centralia just goes on a heck of a run and goes to the state championship. And then our kids are kind of looking around like, you know, is that we're not that far away from that. So I think that's really pushed them the summer, you know, and that's been, you know, we try to keep game at a time, but you know, right after that game on Friday, you know, their kids understand that what they have, what the opportunity that they have in front of them to go out there at a hostile place. And yes, it's going to be cold and maybe rainy and chilly and windy like it always is, it seems like. And, but I think we're built for that. You know, that's why we've put so much effort into trying to run the ball, even when it's not looking good, over the last 2 or 3 years and, trying to build a foundation of defense and being able to run the football. So when conditions aren't great, we still give ourselves a chance.
We've talked about your defense. We did so in the last segment, how good they have been. They're going to have to be good again this week. Outside of Jackson Heights, is it fair to say that this Centralia offense, and maybe you can argue maybe even a tougher prep because of their style and, you know, limited time to kind of prepare for it, that this is the best offense you're going to see here so far?
Right. You know, I think, you know, in the last couple of weeks, I think Troy was one of the hardest ones up to this point, just because there's so many multiple formations and, you know, we're worried about the pass and, you know, different kids that go in motion and they do this and then, you know, Derek's got wrinkles off of this and that. But, you know, just from the standpoint of their offense, Centralia's offense, man, Roger does a good job, always keeping people guessing, switching stuff around. Pulling, false pulling, you know, it makes it hard to find reads and keys. You know, and it's so hard to replicate that from a scout team, you know, that you've got freshmen, sophomores, or, you know, an assistant coach as a quarterback trying to emulate, Mr. Aldifer and what they do. And they've done it for so long that they're so good at it. And yes, it's definitely going to keep us on our toes. Sure hoping for a shutout, but, you know, this team is going to be probably not going to happen. I think that they're going to try to find some holes in what we're doing. And we expect that, just like we're going to try to do the same thing to them. So should be a fun one. And we're really looking forward to the opportunity to play for that, because not all teams get that opportunity this week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. District championship on the line. Riverside at Centralia. It's going to be our feature game on 92.1 KMZA. If you want to listen to that, pair of one-loss teams, both getting set for postseason runs after this Friday night. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time. We'll do it one more time before the postseason next week.
Thanks again, Brandon. I appreciate it.